This is IPRS on air with Noemi. The call line is 844-967-2789, and we are definitely taking calls. I think we're coming in with Sisyphus from You Got the Message. We are here again with Colette and Haley discussing the overturning of Roe v. Wade and what that means in Wisconsin and for the people in Wisconsin. In the state of Wisconsin, under the abortion ban, doctors who perform abortions can be guilty of a felony punishable up to 6 years in prison or a fine that is $10,000 or both. That also, you know, we're looking at a state that has no exceptions for rape or incest, and a majority of Republican leaders who have come out to say that this is exactly what they have been wanting. I do want to kind of talk about what we still can do in the state of Wisconsin, how we can protect each other, because we're looking at basically a people-to-people or a person-to-person relationship to try to lobby for specific people and protecting people on an individual basis, because we know that we can't do that at a state level at this point. Would you be able to kind of talk about the protest happening on Saturday?
There is a protest tomorrow. It's put on by Mobilize Wisconsin. It's from 4 to 7, so they're meeting on State Street at 4 o'clock, and they're going to have about an hour of speakers. But then the event goes until 7.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all pro-Roe and very mm-hmm. pro-queer, pro-trans, all of the above. It's a very, it's a diversity and inclusion rally is what it is, mm-hmm. you know. And this is the thing, is that, you know, Roe doesn't just affect women. Mm-hmm. It affects everybody. Mm-hmm. And we all need to stand up against it, right. Not just women.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the ask is, or the specific outcome that they would like to see, or that we would like to see at this from this protest?
I guess I personally haven't been following Mobilize Wisconsin long enough, and I honestly just mm-hmm. found them recently.
Yeah.
I'm not a part of their group, so I don't want to like speak for them or anything. I just came across it, and mm-hmm. I don't know specifically what their specific asks are.
Mm-hmm. In Wisconsin, what do you think would be a realistic goal for us as people and as an electorate to push for?
I think it's really important, like how Evers, we want a new legislator, but it's,
right.
you know, it's hard for me because it's like, you know, I feel like a voter without power. So it's hard for me when I think about, okay, well, what can I do? Honestly, like there's not much more I can personally do, you know, other than protest and rally and donate. Like I want to see people, and I want to stop seeing these Republicans mm-hmm. across the state saying that this is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to stop seeing them supporting this and taking money from Pro-Life Wisconsin and Wisconsin Family Action, who has come out to support this and say how happy they are. That I want to stop seeing, and I want to see Democrats who can do something actually do something for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I personally can't vote because I'm under 18. But a lot of people will probably feel like they are powerless voters, but still keep voting, because if you don't, there's going to be more people in power that will just enforce this. So we need to keep
voting.
We
don't need more of these Republicans who think this is okay. Like, no, keep voting for Democrats and keep demanding that they do more for us in the meantime. Like, they know that they can. It's why I love AOC right now, because she's one of the only people in power who I see telling other people in power, we can do more, you know, stop telling us just to vote, which, we need to do.
Yeah.
But there's a lot more that can be done before November.
I mean, and if you're a person that you're like, oh, I don't vote, like, think about the youth. There's so many young people in this country that this is going to be affecting, and they can't vote. So use your vote as a vote for them.
And I don't judge you if you never voted. That's fine. But I am asking you to start now, because, hey, if I'm talking to you, you probably know a woman or not mm-hmm. a woman, anyone, you know someone affected by this. Mm-hmm. I won't say probably because you do. Mm-hmm. And you may be affected by this. I mean, will be, because this is not going to stop with abortion. This is not just about abortion, and it's going to affect a lot more things. I mean, they're basically forming a judicial coup. That's what they've been doing. Yep. They're doing all these mm-hmm. things under the radar, and it's a tiny majority of people working to make decisions that go against the majority. I mean, even the majority of Republicans support abortion, yeah, exactly. Like, and specifically in this state too. Like, this is not what the people in the country, this is not what the people in Wisconsin want. So, like, yeah, we want people that are actually going to speak for us and do what we want. And if you're, you know, someone who's never voted, well, maybe you could start, and maybe you could start, you know, by voting for someone who supports mm-hmm. us and having rights and being equal persons in the eyes of the law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think what you just said, like, having rights, like us having rights.
Yeah.
This, like, is what it's about.
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. Being a full person in the eyes of the law exactly. is very important to me, and I don't have that anymore.
Again, you also touched on that they're not going to stop at this. They really aren't. They're not going to stop until their agenda is pushed.
Yeah.
Fully.
With the EPA, that, yeah, they already started, you know, with not letting the EPA now yep. Enforce, you know, the things that they need to mm-hmm. keep fossil fuel companies in check. Like,
and once they got Roe v. Wade overturned,
they're going ham now.
Yep. They're just overturning everything. Yep. They're
well, and the fact that back. In the overturning of Roe, yeah. like we talked about before the show, you know, they already mentioned the things that they're going to go after. Exactly. Like, you know, Clarence Thomas mentioned the, you know, all the cases that refer to, you know, mm-hmm. gay rights and contraception, and obviously conveniently left out Loving, where, you know, interracial is rights. That's, you know, yeah. not something he thinks will, and you know, it's going to come for him.
All too. Of those things, they're going to affect more than half of the population. So
oh, everybody.
It's going to affect everybody. So I think it's really important that
anyone sitting there right now thinking this isn't going to affect me,
it will affect
you. I will ask you to do a little bit more reflecting yes. just on the history of this country and the state of the world for the last handful of years. I mean,
and I mean, even if you aren't, like, if you aren't going to be in an interracial marriage, if you're not gay, if you don't have a uterus, if you don't use contraception, it will affect your world. It will affect politics. It's going to affect mm-hmm. everything mm-hmm. that's in the U.S. and even probably in other countries as well. So regardless of anything, it will affect you.
So if you live just a perfectly comfortable life, I'm happy you. For you, but I am sorry to tell you, like, it's not going to stay that way mm-hmm. unless we all actually join together and stop this from happening and keeping right. like these people in power who are just unchecked completely.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think we also know that it's not about people. It's not about life. It's not about that. It's about yep, having the control and the power. Yeah. And it's about, you know, we look at the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and it's not giving the decision to the states and the electorate. It's taking that choice out of the people's hands.
Yeah.
And it, yeah.
Well, I think one of my not favorite contradictory things, but something that I find really interesting, is most of the people that I talk to that claim that they are pro-life, they are for the death penalty.
Oh, yeah. There's so always, yeah, I feel like I noticed that
it's
hypocrisy
very
a lot.
Much about mm-hmm. controlling somebody's life. It's not about life mm-hmm. or death. It's just controlling. They want to push their agenda. They mm-hmm. want to feel that power over other people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Well, and yeah, there's a big aspect too of the Christian right yeah. that's controlling and pushing their religion on people, that, like, there are actually religions that this goes against. Like, if you're Jewish, it's actually, like, mandated in their
Did you
religion.
See they
that
actually sued a state because in the Jewish religion, if a female yep. is going to die during the birth, mm-hmm. they want the female to get an abortion. That's a part of the
to
Jewish
save
religion.
The woman's life. Yep. Yes.
Exactly. So they are suing, I don't want to get it wrong, it's some state in the U.S. that
sure.
they're suing.
Sure.
Because it goes against their religion.
Well, it's going to start happening.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I think
a lot. Yeah.
The lines have really blurred between separation of church and state
oh, yeah,
during
that's,
this whole
yeah,
thing.
Whole other aspect of the conversation.
People can
yeah.
fully go out and say, I don't want you to have an abortion. It's against my religion. And the government will listen to that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the lines have really blurred.
I saw a funny thing the other day. Like, if they really want to no longer have separation of church and state, then maybe we should start taxing churches and see how they feel about it.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, it's just, it's so, I mean, it's silly to me, actually. I mean, just to slightly go there, because I grew up in a Christian church. I know the Bible doesn't say that abortion is wrong. I know that. It's actually the one of the first verses in Genesis actually says, God says life begins at birth. He zapped babies and killed them in the womb. He had people killed. So don't, yeah. I mean, sorry, I grew up Christian. I know the Bible. Don't come at me with that. And also, yeah, I'm not Christian anymore. My choice, my body is my choice. And you shouldn't be able to keep me in a cage because your religion, it's not even their religion. Their religion doesn't even say that. It's their bigotry that they are putting, yep. You know, they're using Christianity because there's so much power. Like the church has exactly. So much power. So yeah, let's use the name of God to say that this shouldn't be happening. And just ignore the fact that there are other religions that this affects, you know, in the opposite way, mm-hmm. not getting what works for them. Anyway.
I know, Haley, you had mentioned some resources at the beginning, and I was wondering if we could kind of circle back, because I know that we have multiple different resources as well.
Yeah, one of the big ones just nationwide right now, if you do need to get an abortion, and this is not just for legal reasons, I'm not telling you what to do, I'm not telling you you should do this, I'm just saying this is how some people are going to do it. Mayday Health, you can actually, basically you have to set up an address and set up a forwarding address in a state that, you know, is like one of the Haven mm-hmm. states. So then you can actually, set up a telehealth appointment with Mayday Health, and one of their, you know, online, people. And they basically then will send the pill to you. You have to be in your first trimester is the thing with the abortion pill. It is incredibly safe. There are less side effects than Tylenol. It is FDA approved. It is very, 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 very safe. So don't let anyone scare you into taking it if you can get it and you need it. They'll send it to the address that you created in that state. Hold on, I'm trying. Forgive me for just 1 second.
Can I just pop in real quick while you're looking for that? If you do live in a safe haven state and you know somebody that is trying to get an abortion, please provide your address for them to use that for that. If you have the resources to bring somebody to a safe haven state and they are not able to go, please help them with that.
Also, if you have money at all, like, I, you know, normally we know that, like, oh, you donate to charities, you're not sure what's going to... Okay, well, right now is a really important time to donate to. There are many, many organizations right now that you can donate to, you know, that are facilitating mm-hmm. this stuff for people and helping women right now. I mean, when Texas started, you know, all this stuff last year, there's already, you know, organizations, the groups that are on the ground in states that have been providing this and helping people get across state lines and pay for lodging and all of that, they've been overrun already in this last year with people coming from Texas. Like, it's going to get really, really bad. Like, they're already having a hard, you know, they're already having to turn away people. So, like, if you have money to donate anywhere that's providing services,
or like ideally, even any like, resources
as well, and like ideally local to your state. Mm-hmm. There is a Midwest Access Coalition. I'm going to say a phone number that you can call or text them at any time for getting help with travel arrangements if you need to. So their phone number for Midwest Access Coalition is 847-750-6224. There's also abortionfinder.com that'll help you find, you know, if you don't even know, some people don't even know if their state will, you know, they don't know if they're in a state that will let them. They don't know what this overturning means for their state. Abortionfinder.com will help you figure that out and figure out where you would need
to go. If you don't know that, look it up. You want to see what you're able to do and what you're not able to do, because you could get in serious trouble if
anything that you're doing, like just keep it on the DL, mm-hmm. you know, just don't tell people you don't trust. Don't just keep it to yourself because the world is kind of crazy right now, and we're gonna see just a scary influx of prosecutions for mm-hmm. people seeking this, and that's really unfortunate. But it doesn't stop the fact that it's still going to happen, and it still needs to happen, and there are still people out there that are literally doing that have been. I mean, women's organizations have been preparing for this since 50 years ago in 1973.
Which is really scary.
Yes. Like, they knew it wasn't going to last. And, you know, pro-lifers have been working since 1973 to have this happen. Like, they're... are a lot of people on the grounds that have been helping for a long time that are going to continue to, but they need more help. So if you can volunteer to any local place or donate, that would be a great thing to do right now.
Mm-hmm. We are coming to the end, but I do want to say that this is a conversation that we do hope to continue with, and that we do hope to obviously bring you guys back as guests. And we have a few other people, a lot of other people have been guests that also are really interested in talking about this topic. Next week, we will be discussing the EPA and versus West Virginia, and talking again about the Supreme Court. For
and
now,
unchecked power.
Yes. We will have resources for you on our Instagram if you do need that. And yeah, this was Noemi, and that's the sauce. Good night. Something.